Sunny Young. Happy Monday, Sunny.
Happy Monday, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you're beginning with U.S. college basketball.
Kim, let's tip off with U.S. college basketball. The finals in the men's and women's National Collegiate Athletic Association championship tournaments are now set. Ladies first. In Tampa, Florida, the Connecticut Huskies will play the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in a rematch of the 2014 final. The two-time defending champion Huskies bidding for a record-extending 10th national title won last year's final 79-58. In semifinal results Sunday, Connecticut topped Maryland 81-58, while Notre Dame edged South Carolina by 1 point, 66-65. Meanwhile, the men's final will be played later Monday night in Indianapolis, Indiana. The Blue Devils of Duke University, aiming for a fifth national title under Hall of Fame coach Mike Krzyzewski, will play the Badgers of Wisconsin, who won their only trophy way back in 1941. In semifinal results over the weekend, Wisconsin defeated previously unbeaten Kentucky 71-64, while Duke beat Michigan State 81-61. Now, that scoreline didn't sit well with former Los Angeles Lakers star Magic Johnson, who was in attendance at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Magic was cheering for the Spartans of Michigan State. Our VOA basketball fans will remember, Magic led Michigan State to the national title in 1979 when he and the Spartans beat Larry Bird's Indiana State team 75-64.
They're playing basketball without that basketball.
In pro basketball, Indiana Pacers star Paul George has made a successful return to the court. His first action since breaking his right leg August 1st. George scored 13 points in 15 minutes Sunday night to help the Pacers defeat the visiting Miami Heat 112-89. With the NBA's regular season winding down, the Pacers moved into a tie with the Heat for the number 9 position in the Eastern Conference. Both teams trail the Boston Celtics by one game for the conference's 8th and final playoff spot. In Texas, the defending NBA champion San Antonio Spurs snapped the 12-game winning streak of the Golden State Warriors. The Spurs spanked the visiting Warriors 107-92. Kawhi Leonard, the most valuable player in the 2014 NBA Finals, matched a career high with 26 points for the Spurs, and Leonard set a career high in steals with 7. In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the NBA's top two scorers had a showdown. James Harden scored 41 points to lead the Houston Rockets past the Oklahoma City Thunder 115-112. Russell Westbrook scored 40 points for the Thunder, and he also had 13 assists and 11 rebounds. In basketball terminology, that's known as a triple-double, double figures in three different statistical categories. Cleveland Cavaliers star LeBron James also had a triple-double on Sunday. LeBron tallied 20 points, 12 assists, and 10 rebounds to lead the Cavs to a 99-94 victory over the visiting Chicago Bulls. In football news, Portuguese star Cristiano Ronaldo exploded for 5 goals Sunday as Real Madrid trounced Granada 9-1 in a Spanish La Liga match. Gareth Bale of Wales scored the opener for Real, and then Ronaldo tallied 3 goals in an 8-minute span to decide the match before halftime. He added 2 more goals after the break for his first 5-goal performance in La Liga. Ronaldo, the reigning FIFA World Player of the Year, has 47 goals in 41 matches in all competitions this season. Real Madrid remains 4 points behind first-place Barcelona in La Liga. Barcelona beat Celta Vigo 1-0 on a goal by Frenchman Jeremy Mathieu in the 73rd minute. Our friend in Lagos, Shagun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, joins us now with some Nigeria football news.
Good evening, Africa. Stephen Keshi is yet to sign the new two-year deal offered him by the Nigeria Football Federation, NFF, to continue coaching the country's senior national football team, the Super Eagles. Keshi has described the deal as, quote, a slave contract, unquote. This is because of the clauses in the contract that makes Keshi answerable to several persons and committees. Apart from the clauses, Keshi is required to meet several targets and also to sign a new code of conduct. Under the new deal, Keshi will be paid 5 million naira or less than $25,000 per month, the same salary he received during his initial contract. There is a continuing debate on whether Keshi, who is 52, should be given a new contract after he failed to qualify the Super Eagles for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations hosted by Equatorial Guinea earlier this year. His initial contract of 3 years ran out after the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil, at which Nigeria reached the last 16, where it was eliminated by France. Olakan Nwogu is a football enthusiast and a senator-elect from Rivers State in southern Nigeria. He asks the NFF to be decisive on Keshi so that Nigeria football can move forward.
I think these negotiations with Keshi has been on for a while. Sometimes you need decisiveness. Okay, if his era is over, so be it. We need to come to terms with that reality and move on. Every day you hear Keshi is looking for a job in some other country, and you can't have divided loyalty. Coaching the Nigerian team cannot be an afterthought. So it's either Keshi is on or he's not. But if he's on, then he has to give his all and give us the results. If he's out, then let's realize you can't just keep waiting for somebody to make up his mind.
That was Olakan Nwogu, a football enthusiast and a senator-elect from Nigeria's Southern Rivers State. He spoke with reporter Tony Tamuno in Port Harcourt. Finally, athletics. Ethiopian runners won the men's and women's events at the Daegu Marathon in South Korea on Sunday. Girime Behanu won the men's race in 2 hours, 7 minutes and 26 seconds, the second fastest winning time in the history of the race. On her part, Meselet Melkamu clinched the women's title in 2 hours, 27 minutes and 24 seconds. It was the third time in 6 years that Ethiopia had won both races in Daegu. For both athletes, it marked the second marathon victories of their career. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Hello, this is Haile Gebrselassie. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
Voice of America! The Voice of America!
The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Marco Uma, has more sports news for us.
We begin with volleyball. Egypt's El Ahly are the new Africa Women's Club champions after beating Kenya Pipeline 24-16, 23-25, 25-20 and 28-26 in the final played in Cairo, Egypt on Sunday. Earlier on in the bronze medal playoff, Egypt's Sham edged Tunisia's Carthage 25-17, 31-29, 20-25, 17-25 and 16-14. Algeria's GS Petrolia is 5th, Rwanda Revenue Authority 6th, Uganda Vision 7th, Cameroon's FAP 8th, ARSU of Seychelles 9th, and Ingies of Cameroon 10th. Kenya Commercial Bank is 11th, Botswana's Kutluano 12th, and Senegal's Soltig is 13th. Consequently, El Ahly have earned the ticket to represent Africa at the World Women's Volleyball Club Championships in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, scheduled for October. In rugby, England beat South Africa 21-14 in the final at the IRBC 7 series in Tokyo, Japan on Sunday. Argentina outclassed Kenya 17-12 in the Shield semi-final. At the end of the seventh leg of the nine-leg series, South Africa lead the standings with 129 points. Kenya is 13th with 33 points, while Zimbabwe is jointly 16th with 1 point. In football, hosts Seychelles face Egypt, Ivory Coast and Nigeria in Group A at the inaugural Africa Beach Football Championships. According to the draws in Cairo, Egypt on Sunday, Group B features Ghana, Madagascar, Morocco and Senegal. The six-day contest starts on the 14th of April in Victoria. The finalists qualify for the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup in Portugal in July. I'm Mark Omer in Johannesburg, South Africa.
This is Africa. Tami na mi na, eh, waka waka, eh, eh. Tami na mi na, sangalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Ni chabulile. Hola.
Cause this is Africa. Tami na mi na, eh, eh. Waka waka, eh, eh. Tami na mi na, sangalewa. This time for Africa.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 2-